racing.
Welcome to Mocker's Mail.
This is the big one of the year.
Proudly brought to you by Mintbet. Make a game of it.
What a race!
Mail that finds the rail.
What a finish! An electrifying race!
All I have to say, punters, is thank you for listening once again. After a couple of tough weeks... I'm glad that you're back, but as a true fighter, we do soldier on, Mock, do we not?
Yes, we soldier on. Look, we're in a rut. We're in a bad run of form. We can't deny that. Double bageled on the Thursday and Saturday sets last week. Could not hit water if I fell off a boat at the moment, but these things turn around. Steve Smith made a century.
Virat Kohli made a century.
He did.
Manus Labuschagne made 10.
He made double figures. You know, Jesus had a couple of rough days and bounced back on the Sunday. So you know, it reminds me, cricket aficionado, the days back in the '80s when Greg Chappell was making ducks left, right, and centre, and he said something along the lines of, "I'm not batting badly. I just keep getting out." So look, I have to say we found a few winners last week. We got Vincent Bale home. We got the blast in the last home, and Group One winner epitomised at $5. That's not bad going.
Not bad, not bad. But as we say, I mean, punting is an investment, whether it be short or long term.
Correct.
And when we look at your figures over time, there's a reason why.
Yes, that's right. You've got to ride the waves. Anyway, enough about my shitness.
Well, I assume with some of the recent performances occurring, this segment will be an absolute beauty.
Mocker's Mongrel.
Plenty to choose from, I assume. So this dog must have really pissed you off.
Yes, mostly because of what could have been our best bet as put up on the X, on the Twitter last week. It was a $12 chance, if you don't mind. Race 6 last week, there was some favourites drawn wide, hated the way they were mapped, and found one back in the red, Run for Shelter, who I suggested to our loyal and very patient followers that they should have a 2.25 unit bet at $12. And blow me down off the back if everything didn't come to pass, everything drawn out wide had bashed into each other and was absolutely nowhere, and the three burn along was burning along in front but leaving the fence, and here's Run for Shelter coming up on the inside, top turn. He's going to come out on the home turn, have a bit of a yak with the winner rather than go past him. He's gone down by a neck. And I've left 27 units in the bag. And I wasn't the only one. There's a couple of sharp minds in the greyhound industry. Ethan Christian, who does similar things to what we do with his sets on a Thursday and Saturday night, he'd found Run for Shelter as well. And look, the pain was not lessened by it being shared. Run for Shelter is mongrel par excellence.
Well, even though we're very angry at him, we can give a bit of an educational piece here.
Yes.
As you have mentioned previously, but yes, we will reiterate, a $12 shot, usually you don't apply two units to, but the way your system works is based on, the overlay.
Yes,
is that right?
Correct. That's exactly right. So, that's the opportunities when you think a dog has a far, far better chance than the market that you can make a big score, and sometimes you do, and sometimes Run for Shelter won't go past on the inside and goes down by a neck. So, yeah, big mongrel.
Well, we've got that out of the way, mate. Now let's look forward for more promising things. Take a deep breath.
Looking forward.
And let's hit this hard.
Who's a good boy? It's Mocker's best mate.
I love this dog. He's a very, very favourite dog of mine.
Yes.
And I'm hoping he can continue that.
My word. It's a pretty meat and potatoes sort of meeting at Sandown on Thursday. The carnival is all but over, apart from Saturday night, and then a bit of good fun at Sale over the 6:40. But the Sandown meeting's a pretty basic one, and the best mate we find ourselves in what I think is probably the best race of the night. There's not actually a free-for-all. There's a mixed 4-5 in race 6, and number 7, Fernando Phil, is our best mate. There's some pretty good dogs in this race and there's some reasonable pace, but by far the best dog in the race is Fernando Phil. He's got a draw to overcome, no doubt about that, drawn out in 7, but I don't actually mind his map all that much. Most of the pace towards the inside is away from him. He shouldn't have too much trouble getting going. Mackinaw Peach in the four is probably pushing over. He can get across the five and the six, and the eight outside him holds the line. I think he can get to the right spot if he's clean through the first turn. You know, he's been racing in the very best of company. He's been in Melbourne Cup heats and Group 1 races of recent times, and he's up against a pretty middling 4-5 field here. If he gets a clean run, I think he's probably going to be too good for them. And given he's drawn 7 and given he's not exactly knocking up winning at the moment, he might get to a reasonable price in the 230, 240 range. And for the best dog in the field, it's mapped okay. That's a bet for us. So best mate, race 6, number 7, Fernando Phil.
Well, it's always good to have a bit of a laugh with your best mate punters, but do remember to imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. That's the best mate out of the way. Let's find out the best value.
Marcus Value.
Where are we going now?
Further
a bit later.
Out.
Ooh, a bit later in the car.
Yes, race nine, one of the many, many grade fives on the night. And a dog we've had a few goes at, one to bet and one to lay in recent times, and she finds herself in a setup that I quite like here. Race 9, number 5, Rihanna's Pride. Now, Rihanna's Pride has shown us time and again that she does not want to be inside dogs. She needs to get outside them. She wants to run off into those first turns. She's got a map here where the 6 and the 7 outside her have no pace. The 8's got a little bit of pace, no restrictions, but I don't think it's got enough to stop her getting to where she wants to be on the first turn. I expect that she's going to get herself a clear run. There's some pretty good dogs in this race. You've got Burritos in 2, who can certainly lead. You've got Rev Rose, who the market tends to find a fairly often. That's in the race. The 4's got a chance, I think, Blue Falcon, and no restrictions, of course, out wide. So they're all going to be in the market. So I think Rihanna's Pride definitely going to be a bet from a middle box for a dog that's, you know, hasn't won his last 3 starts when it's been relatively short. So the market might be a little bit against her from this draw, but I think it sets up nicely for her, hoping in the 4-450 range, and that's a dog that I'll be betting on in that price range. So best value, race 9, number 5, Rihanna's Pride.
Very good. I like it. That's the value. That's the value. Now we get real loose and head with the Bolter.
Which dog we watching this week, Mark? It's Marcus Bolter.
How wide are we expecting this to be?
Well, it's not very wide because it's jumping from the inside, but I expect it to be a reasonable price. We go to the very, very top of the card. Race 1 is a grade 7 over the 515, and it's not a very, very strong one. And race 1, number 1, Mr. Manfredi is our dog to bet on. Now, Mr. Manfredi's won 1 of 19, which is a problem for those of us who like to bet for the win. I think he's a 600-metre dog. I think he should be being pushed up in trip. He's had one try at the 595. It was a while ago, and he came from a sticky draw, so I'm not interested in that. I want to see him back up there again. But what he does have is the best stamina in this race, I think. He's not going to lead. He's going to be back in the field, but I think he gets a map where he can noodle through on the inside and get to second, third, fourth maybe in the first turn. He's the Bolter because the prices in the 7 and the 8 are going to be pretty short. Kiwi Harry in box 7 deserves another win. He's had awful luck of recent times. He does want to get across to the fence. Not a heap of pace, but he's got to find his way across, and he's got pace outside him in Shimmer Blush, number 8, who was very impressive winning a maiden final at the Meadows on Saturday. It was big odds then, but ran a very good time, ran a very nice 30.01 for that class. So those two, I think, are probably on a bit of a collision course, and they'll be taking up a heap of the market. And Mr. Manfredi coming out of a pretty obscure kennel, the Chris Armstrong kennel from Hoppers Crossing up the Westies. It's not something that the market's going to gravitate to. 1 for 19 record, not very strong. But I think he's probably a dog that can really surge home late. And if the favourites find trouble, he could win. Certainly at an each-way basis, Bolter is race 1, number 1, Mr. Manfredi.
This next segment I almost need to apologise for, my lack of faith. My constant bullying,
yes,
has all been wrong. And the 1 week that I am away,
indeed,
I was not able to celebrate it nor back it. But maybe we can go back to back.
Light 'em about punters, it's Marcus Malti.
How'd it feel, mate? How'd it feel when it all three landed?
Well, you're being very kind to me because it was 2 weeks ago that we scored and we missed it last week where we got two out of three again. But no, it felt nice. It did happen with a $1.30 winner. Well, no, actually ended up about a $1.15 winner with the scratching. So, but any price of winner for the any race multi, we got the monkey off our back, and we were pretty unlucky last week. We got two out of three, and Bunstorm got really tangled up in the Laurels final. But nonetheless, we look forward. And speaking of dogs that really aren't that keen on winning, we start in race two for
a couple of nonnies.
Oh my goodness,
Tom Melbourne.
Yeah, Queen Avenger is the Tom Melbourne of greyhound racing. She is our first leg for finishing top two. If I could take her just to finish second, which is what I said last time about her, which she duly delivered. Now she's up to what is she? Two wins out of 21. She's very fast early. She's going to lead these. She's got a flat spot, and that's when she leaves a gap on the inside, and something's going to come up inside her and probably beat her. Look, she'll fluke one of these one day. I don't want to be on her to win, but I'd be shocked if she doesn't finish top two. So we start in race two. Number two, Queen Avenger, top two. That's a lot of twos. That's very Richie Banner.
2-2-2-2.
I was watching the cricket the other day. It was 4 for 44. It was the double Richie.
How many overs?
I didn't take that much notice. We move out to race seven, which is a grade five, the best of the grade fives at the 5:15. And we're going to be with number four, Flying Muffin, to finish top two. I think she's the best dog in the race. As her 8 from 13 record would attest, but she does have that middle draw to deal with and a little bit of pace outside. I think she's very, very impressive. And if she can get across to the fence early, she's a lock for top two. So she should be a reasonable price. She probably comes up favourites, but she might put a bit of value in. So race seven, number four, Flying Muffin, top two. And then into race eight, the 5.95 mixed 4-5 of the night. We're going to be with number two, Tully Luna. She was a fantastic winner here. Last time out at the 5.95, jumping from box eight, which is no mean feat, finds herself in a much nicer draw here. She does have a little bit of pace inside her double denim, but she's a chance to cross. And if she finds the front, she'll probably be winning. But for safety, we're going to chuck her in for top three. So any race multi, race two, number two, Queen Avenger. Into race seven, number four, Flying Muffin, top two. Into race eight, number two, Tully Luna, top three.
Well, hopefully it can land. Hopefully it can really finish this year off strong for the punters.
Let's hope so.
And it'd be quite enjoyable. Now, let's get to the most important segment of all.
It's the blast in the last. Mocker's signature move.
Who are we going for? Who's our lock?
It's a really one rough race. We got up last week. Upset Sunset was very,
no surprise,
very impressive.
Mate, no,
that's what we do. It's the one thing you can rely on. there's a tough race. The one I like to scratch, which also always makes our life a little bit difficult, and I'm not sure which emergency comes in, reserve comes in, but I don't think either of them can win. I think, well, I'm down to two, and I don't like much of either of them. We're going to be with race 12, number four, Two Boo Hook. And if I'm not struggling enough, I'm backing a dog that's wearing blinkers on Saturday night in the blast and the last. So 4 of 37 record for Two Boo Hook, which tells you enough as you need to know about the strength of the race. Winless in nine here, jumping from a middle draw with not a lot of pace. How am I going so far? Positives.
Yeah.
Super Nugget in three will step to the left and give a little bit of muster room. And he desperately needs the muster room too, Boo Hook. He doesn't get out quick, but he's got reasonable wheels once he gets going. He needs a little bit of space outside him into the first turn. So he just needs that space to get into the race. He's the strongest at the back end of these. There's some, you know, a few of these will be calling for a cab past the 5.95 boxes. He'll keep going. He just needs to get clear and have a chance to get that finish out of him. The other one I think can win is the red My Old Meg, but you know, it's another one. Doesn't have a great record. So blast in the last with more hope than expectation. Race 12, number four, Two Boo Hook.
I'm loving the layout of the night, mate. We have a big throw at the stumps with the Bolter in race one with Mr. Manfredi.
Yes.
And then we're heavily back-ended. You know, race six is the best mate with Fernando Phil. Then we got race nine, Rihanna's Pride for the value. And then we end in race 12 with Two Boo Hook.
Get blasty.
And the Any Race Multi floats in between those. So it's, I'm loving it. It's just a constant good flow
cadence.
Of hopefully winners. Yes. Mate, winners. A good tempo, a good rhythm, one might say. Now, that is obviously the Thursday chat done and dusted.
Just the entree.
But there is plenty more to discuss.
The early word.
So, Mock, we've got Sale Cup heats Thursday nights.
Yes, let's kick it off with that. The provincial group one in the country is the Sale Cup. What a great event it is over the 640 for the first time over the 640, and they've redone the track. And the heats are tomorrow night, and as is traditional, the final on Boxing Day. And in befitting of a Group 1, if I just run you through the top of the market, Kenya All Classes favourite from Lethal Sniper, Ethanol Water, Hector Fawley, Aunt Virginia, Ella's Babe, Raider's Guide, Black Silencer.
Come on, Kenya.
Come on, Kenya, you say. Come on, Hector, I say.
Oh, do you have it out for Corey or something? What has he done to you, mate?
Look, Kenya All Classes got the Group 1 already this spring. I think Hector's probably at the end of his career. I think he's probably winding up. And it would be nice for him to go out as a Group 1 winner at the end of this year. He's definitely a chance. The field's not yet out for the heats, but looking at the noms, we're probably looking at four or five heats. There's 32 noms as I look at it, and they are close, so you'll get four full heats. And it's a terrific track. It's like it's like Flemington Sale, the Sale Greyhounds, if you've seen it. You've got the straight, and then there's a little tight turn into the back where the 520 boxes are. And a short straight, and then there's a big long circle like the Flemington track. So it's a very bespoke track. Mm. It's a fascinating place to watch and bet. And
so you'll be there, I assume.
I won't be at Sale, but I tell you where I will be on Saturday night. Here we go. The Phoenix.
I love it, mate. Well, Phoenix, how about I run you through the market
and
then you give me your tip.
Read them out give you my views on every runner.
Out of box one, Scalacci, the old dog, 440, previous winner of last year.
He is.
Yeah. And then we've got Big Energy, one of Minbet's favourites at $8. Excavation at $4.60. Sunset Fraser, the Bullet from the West at $7. Daisy's Rory, the Outsider at 51s. Yes. Lakeview Emily at 11s. Smooth Plain at 10s. And the recent Melbourne Cup winner, Explicit, at $3.30.
So I'll give my views on them all, but I want to start, as I imagine it happened on Saturday night last week, with G Held Telgi just closing up the pizza shop, kneading out the dough for the next day and thinking to himself, what box draw would I like for not just my dog but every dog in the field? And I reckon if G Held was given all eight names to take up onto the stage on Sunday morning, apart from maybe pushing Big Energy out to five and putting the long shot Daisy's Rory into two, I think he would have designed this map for Scalacci. It is a sensational setup for Scalacci. He's got Big Energy in two, who will not be able to go with him. He's got Excavation in three, who's going to hold a line, maybe even step outside into the pace of Sunset Fraser in four. The five's got none. The six and seven, both good pace dogs, but have got across, and Explicit's drawn in eight. Oh, geez, it's a good setup for Scalacci. I saw the setup on Sunday. I replied to the Mintbet tweet with a back-to-back meme. Oof, Scalacci is in good nick. Now, Big Energy can win. He's, fifth pick in the market or thereabouts.
Yep.
He needs some luck. He's not going to lead here, but he does have the advantage of being inside Excavation, who's going to hold that line. If he can keep the others busy outside him, he can sit in behind Scalacci, and if he gets that right run, he can pop off his back. He's a chance. He can win, no doubt, Big Energy, but he's not going to lead, and it's hard to win a Phoenix if you're not leading. Excavation, super, super dog in three. He's got the speeds there outside, and we know he's going to hold that line. He needs to get away super quick and hope that Sunset Fraser in four, having its first go here at the Meadows in race format, just doesn't get away as quick as he can, because he just desperately needs that pace outside him to get mustering up. If Sunset Fraser hits the start, we saw what he did in his Melbourne Cup heat, he can win as well. But you can't win if he doesn't lead, and that middle draw is a problem for him. And if he doesn't get the start right, he's got none. Number five, Daisy's Rory. Now, you know, I love the fact that Queensland have their slot and they run their own series to get their runners in. But, you know, if you had a situation now where Daisy's Rory couldn't make the field for whatever reason and it came out and Tim Zhu went in, the $51 would turn into $5. Now, I don't know if that's something that Queensland Racing want to do or the MGRA want to do going forward if they want to do the Queensland slot like this. I don't think it's adding to the race.
It's the same with what they did with the Everest with the Scalacci, yeah. I think, yeah. I think fittingly, at Caulfield. And I remember trekking one into something and it just doesn't deliver you the greatest chance. It's just more of a promotional marketing stunt, isn't it?
And look, it's supporting the local industry. And Daisy's Rory's in great form. Mm. But, you know, it's been running in Queensland out of carnival, you know, when all the stars are in Melbourne. So, look, Daisy's Rory can't win. Lakeview Emily, my very good friend, had a win for us a couple of weeks ago, which is nice. She's the last picked and she's found herself in a really sticky box. She's got excellent early pace. If she gets it right, she can win, but I think she's about the right price. Smooth Plain. Did you see Smooth Plain's trial time?
I did not.
On Saturday, so he's run 29:40-something. I mean, that is just absolutely low flying. I have no idea where it came from, and I love Smooth Plain. I've said that so many times sitting in this chair. He's one of the great professionals. Look, if he runs another 29:41, that wins any race that's ever been run at the Meadows, just about. So, but he's found himself in seven. He's got the star outside him. He's got an awful, awful map. He needs a lot to go right, but that trial's just extraordinary. And then the Melbourne Cup champion, and champion used advisedly explicit out in eight. Now, that's not a great draw. As you said to me beforehand, he's had his struggles from eight in the past in a slot race, but he did win from the wide draw in the Melbourne Cup, and he's obviously the best dog getting about and is must have a chance. But given the prices and given the map, Scalacci's where I want to be.
Well, you are the expert, mate, and that is the tip to follow for the true listeners. But I'm all about romance in sport, mate.
You do.
I'm all about romance in sport. And thus
not
far,
just sport.
No, yeah, not just sport. But and thus far, this romance that I'm about to allude to hasn't been, you know, very good, to be honest. It hasn't proven profitable. It hasn't proven enjoyable half the time. But the
much
journey,
like most of your romance.
Yeah, the journey certainly has. And so Big Energy will be mine. Yes. I hope that he can bow out potentially if this is his last. He is an old dog now.
Yeah,
so
he's getting on a bit.
Time will come. But hopefully he can deliver something special for the great group of owners that we did get to know so well. And in saying that, we will be re-releasing our Sandgroper doco in the lead-up to the Phoenix. So just head across to the MintBet socials and you will be able to see that. It's a great piece where you get to see a bit about Kel and the Greenos, and also learn a bit about the dog himself.
Absolutely. And the very best of luck to all connections. I hope that goes well, but particularly to the Greenos and to Kirsten and crew for their, you know, support of us and helping us out when we're in WA. And he can certainly win Big Energy. He can
All I'm hearing is just get the tail of Scalacci, pop off around the corner and away we go, son.
It's certainly something that could happen. Now, we're going to take a few weeks off.
Any big things leading the lead up into January or February, or is it more just routine Sandown benchmarks?
No, we'll get through Saturday night in the Sale Cup, and then there's a little bit of a lull in Victoria, which we need. We're going to refresh and then get ourselves
interstate,
back into
it. Are we interstate at all? Do we?
Oh, there will be. We'll get those happening in the early words as we go. But Merry Christmas to you, sir. It's been an absolute pleasure sitting across the desk from you.
It's always been good fun. It's a great way to break up my week. Very boring my week. When this come in here and it's a great laugh. Absolutely love it. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the party?
No, just Merry Christmas to them all and stick with us. We'll bounce back. Swings and roundabouts and all that sort of shit. So.
We always bounce back, mate. Enjoy, punters. Merry Christmas.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another cracking episode proudly brought to you by MintBet. Make a game of it. Be sure to check us out on socials and head over to mintsports.com.au for the freshest entertainment in sports.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place?